A Disquisition on Government by John C. Calhoun. Narrated by Mel Foster. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. In order to have a clear and just conception of the nature and object of government, it is indispensable to understand correctly what that constitution or law of our nature is in which government originates, or, to express it more fully and accurately, that law without which government would not and with which it must necessarily exist. Without this, it is as impossible to lay any solid foundation for the science of government as it would be to lay one for that of astronomy without a like understanding of that constitution or law of the material world, according to which the several bodies composing the solar system mutually act on each other, and by which they are kept in their respective spheres. The first question, accordingly, to be considered is, what is that constitution or law of our nature without which government would not exist, and with which its existence is necessary? In considering this, I assume as an incontestable fact that man is so constituted as to be a social being, his inclinations and wants, physical and moral, irresistibly impel him to associate with his kind. And he has, accordingly, never been found in any age or country, in any state other than the social. In no other, indeed, could he exist. And in no other, were it possible for him to exist, could he attain to a full development of his moral and intellectual faculties, or raise himself in the scale of being much above the level of the brute creation. I next assume also, as a fact, not less incontestable, that while man is so constituted as to make the social state necessary to his existence and the full development of his faculties, this state itself cannot exist without government. The assumption rests on universal experience. In no age or country has any society or community ever been found, whether enlightened or savage, without government of some description. Having assumed these as unquestionable phenomena of our nature, I shall, without further remark, proceed to the investigation of the primary and important question. What
sample complete. Ready to continue?